Welcome back to this week's installment of Expand Your Mind and Be Kind. Thanks for joining Ryan and I on our adventure, and I hope everyone enjoys our episode. Thank you.
Today's quote is from Roger Ebert. We live in a box of space and time. Movies are windows and its walls. They allow us to enter other characters' minds, not simply in the sense of identifying with the characters, although that is an important part of it, but by seeing the world as another person sees it. It's movie time.
Hello, San Diego.
What's up, Jim?
Unique New York.
That is a reminder that
somebody
I need to rewatch.
Stop me!
These are all Larry King quotes from the interviews that he's done with himself.
Right. I was just going to communicate with movie quotes for the rest of the episode, if that's okay, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Sounds good. We could probably piecemeal a whole episode together just by doing quotes from movies, but it would probably not make a lot of sense.
Right. Probably more dollars, honestly.
Yeah. Well, if anybody is not figured out already what we're going to talk about, it's movies today.
Big screen.
Something that's very near and dear to my heart. So
our heart, Ryan.
I think it would be fun to talk through. We're just going to kind of talk through some stuff and see where the conversation leads us. So, Jim, what is your fondest memory of going to the movies?
Probably when I was a kid, when Lord of the Rings came out. Like the first Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, I was so excited. That was a book series that I had read. It was like one of the series that I had read when I really got into reading as a little kid. And I was kind of a Lord of the Rings nerd. Like, I collected models of Lord of the Rings. Any Lord of the Rings video game I could get my hands on, I played, but there wasn't really that many before the movies. So like me and all my friends, we went to opening night and we waited in line, and it was just pure sweet, sweet eye candy. Loved it. How about yourself?
Do you remember what it felt like? Like, were you like anxious, or what was going through your mind when you were at the movie? Leading up to it.
Like, beyond excited. Like, I had seen previews and I'd heard things, and you know, back then, it like when that came out, I think that movie came out in like 2003. Or something.
It's crazy to think that was 17 years ago.
Right. I know there was... No, it was 2001. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Damn. I feel old. Afterwards, like... Or beforehand, I was super excited, and like, me and none of my friends could like barely contain ourselves, because we had been waiting for this for like, they announced it like a couple of years before it came out, and then it finally did. And then afterwards, we just like wouldn't stop talking about everything and how cool it was, and we were like sharing scenes that we thought were super cool. I don't know. It was an experience. How about yourself?
The very first movie, actually the very first R-rated movie that I remember ever seeing in the theater, which I thought was really cool, was in 1999, and it was The Matrix.
Really?
I thought that was like, I don't know if it's necessarily my fondest memory, but it's definitely, it just sticks out in my mind because I thought the movie was so cool. And at the time, I don't think I really fully understood all of the
Right. All of the
nuances and the
philosophy.
dialogue and the philosophy that it was kind of pointing out. But it was just such a visually awesome movie. And I like Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne, they're both pretty awesome. So anyway, but yeah, kind of the same with you. I saw a preview for it and I was like, whoa, that looks crazy and really cool. And then I went and saw it. And when I was in the theater, I was like, whoa, this is, I feel like an adult. I feel like I'm doing something wrong because, I was, what, I
Right.
was,
Well, I mean,
yeah, I
you were
was 11
there.
years old.
Weren't you there like illegally, or were you with your
I was
guardian?
there with a guardian, yeah. But
That's
yeah,
funny.
it was a really cool experience. And not to piggyback off of your thing, but man, Lord of the Rings, I don't know if I had ever been as excited as I was when I went to see Return of the King when that movie came out, because it was so long. It felt like an eternity from one movie to the next when
Right.
really
Wasn't
they
it 3 years?
recorded all of them.
Wasn't it 3 years in between each movie? Or was it
No,
every year?
it was just the next year. So it was like that movie came out in December or whenever, and then it would come out the year after that. So it was basically like 2001, 2002, and 2003, I think, were the years. But yeah, they were amazing and still are. And they hold up really well for having been made
Right. Yeah. No.
quite a while ago.
It's wild the amount of detail that went into making those movies. There's several documentaries actually laying out like how many people were involved, how big the budget was, the locations where they filmed in New Zealand and other places, like the armors that they crafted, the clothes that they made. It's wild how much detail and effort went into making that movie. Not a
Yeah,
lot of it
Peter.
was computer graphics. I mean, there was computer graphics, but it was like there was a fair amount of like real on location acting, which is super cool.
Yeah, and like Uruk-hai and the orc and all those different people. There were actually people in a lot of cases with makeup on.
Yeah, no,
And
they recruited the New Zealand army. The reserve army like came out for those movies, and they would all dress up as orcs and whatever else they needed them to dress up as. So,
pretty awesome.
indeed, I always kind of
I guess we could
appreciate
probably
that.
spend an entire episode talking about Lord of the Rings.
Well, I thought that's what this episode was about. This is our Lord of the Rings fanboy episode.
We're changing our tagline for podcast to One Ring to Rule Them All.
And in the darkness, bind them.
I'm surprised not very many jewelry stores have adapted that. I know it's trademarked probably, but
Sure.
they would use that as like K's commercials or
I've seen
something.
married couples that have done like Lord of the Rings style inscriptions. I know my brother and his wife, they on the inside of their rings, they have like a Lord of the Rings type writing. But it's like obviously not a Lord of the Rings message. It's just like a little message they each made for each other,
That's
which is kind
cool.
of cool. Like nobody else can see it, but they know it's there. I thought that was really cool. Anyway,
That is cool.
so most exciting theater experience we've had or looked up forward to. Ryan, what's your favorite movie?
It's difficult for me to pick one, but I
Right.
would say if I had to pick one, it would probably be About Time.
About time.
And if any of you have not seen it, I would strongly encourage you to check it out. And I know in some cases people hear you should watch something or do something, and they're like, "No, I'm not going to do that because I don't like recommendations." But you should definitely, definitely check this movie out.
Wait, is this a rom-com?
It is a in ways, yeah, but I would consider it more of like a drama. It is basically this, well, I don't want to ruin any of the movie, so I can't really say a whole lot about it, but there's time traveling and there is Bill Nighy, which I think kind of sells the movie itself. It's from the same director of Love Actually,
Oh,
if
okay.
you have seen that.
So
But
Ryan, I've actually never seen this movie, and it's top of my list to watch now.
it is an extremely good movie and it's really well acted. So, if I had to pick another movie that's not that one,
That's
it would
fair.
probably be There Will
How
Be
about
Blood.
we do our favorite movies by category?
Yeah, that's that sounds
So
good.
drama slash rom-com.
Yeah, it would be about time.
About time. So how about so theatrical so drama would be a There Will Be Blood, because
Yeah.
that it's a man, what a gritty movie. Daniel
Yeah.
Day-Lewis does such a good job in that movie. I thought that was going to be your because I know we've established before that There Will Be Blood is your favorite or one of your favorite movies, so
Yeah.
really interested to see what About Time is like.
Oh, fun fact about Daniel Day-Lewis that I learned the other day is when he was playing the character in Gangs of New York. Is it Bill the Butcher?
Actually, I don't think I've actually seen Gangs of New York.
I think it's Bill the Butcher. Is that what his name is?
It's an incredible actor, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just trying to think of the character's name. When he was playing, so Daniel Day-Lewis, if for any of you who don't know, he when he was acting, because he's officially retired, is he was a method actor, and so he would live his character, and apparently he was like getting into fights with people when he was like playing
This
this
sounds like
character.
Christian Bale. Very
Yeah,
similar.
very along the same line, definitely. But yeah, it's crazy. He said he hated himself playing that character because it was so disruptive to the way that he lived his normal life. But yeah, I don't know if I could ever subscribe to that. Like if I was an actor, to live my character day in and day out until the movie's finished. Like I can see a proof of concept, and obviously it works. He won three Academy Awards for Best Actor, so he's obviously
I think
has some
he's got a
credentials.
very impressive number of Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Just overall is a master actor.
Yeah. I took us off the rails for a
No,
minute,
you're
but I
good.
thought that was kind of an
Okay,
interesting.
so
Yeah.
we how about like action adventure?
Action adventure. Do you consider the Harry Potter movies action adventure?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say
Which one?
the last part two of the Deathly Hallows.
Ooh.
It's just such a cool, monumental,
Well, it was
epic movie, and it's the last one.
and it was like the final tie-in of all, the plots that the books, agreed. I mean that's a really good one. For me, actually, the fourth one I think was my favorite, but then again, I'm biased because the fourth book was very much so my favorite book, so.
That's a good one. Yeah.
But yeah, no, that definitely counts.
And that's a
Very
really tough category because there
right.
are so many
I think
movies that I fondly.
the whole like paradox of saying what your favorite movie is you probably have like 5 to 10 movies in that category that are your favorite movie.
Yeah.
I know you and I were raised on movies, and I movies are so, it's like a book, a story, a piece of a fictional person's life that you can just step into for an hour or two or three, depending. And it's very easily digestible and very entertaining. Some movies can even be life-changing too. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
There are some real, real gut-wrenching movies out there.
So, Jim, let's flip this back your direction. What's a movie that has changed your life?
That's changed my life.
Or at least changed your perspective.
Perspective on things. I don't know. I haven't really thought about. So I was trying to like think of my favorite for like certain categories. I hadn't thought of a movie that changed my life.
And I don't know if it necessarily has to be some profound, like, now that I've seen this movie, I'm going to do all of these things in my life differently, but maybe just even a little slight nuance or change that has happened in your mind about a topic, or after seeing a performance of someone, you're like, whoa, that was
just like,
I'll never think about that topic or that subject the same way.
Maybe The Pianist.
Oh, Adrian Brody is so
Yeah, good. That movie just kind of like, I saw it actually as a young, I saw it as a, like a young teenager, because it was like one of the, I think that's a rated R movie. It was one of the, among the first rated R movies that I saw.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough movie to watch.
Yeah, it's like my parents wanted me to see it because they thought it had a good message to it. I mean, it does. Holy crap! But that movie really kind of, it opened my eyes to, you know, some things in history that people should know about and should never forget, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like that was very, it rocked my world a little bit. Very good movie. Very well acted. Music is absolutely wonderful in it too. Yeah. I'd say The Pianist.
It's a good choice.
All right. Well, hit me with another category.
What about horror movie? What is your, or it doesn't necessarily have to be a horror, it could be a thriller too. And I know those are technically two different categories, but like something that's, doesn't have to be like a terrifying, like scare movie, but something that was, it could be a crime or something like that.
I think
a thriller or a horror movie.
I think Super 8.
That's a good one.
I think Super 8, because I love that. I mean, it's like a, it's a kind of genre movie that's been used many a times. So, you know, like the group of kids who are all friends in like a small town or like a smaller community, and they work together to overcome things. I think it's a really like endearing. Like it, I really like the plot of it. I don't know. It's like that right balance of horror, suspension, and but then also good feels and good feel. Yeah.
Yeah, that movie is really interesting, and yeah, it's kind of refreshingly different. From
yeah, and you're scared for the kids because they're just kids, and there's like this literal alien who's collecting people to eat them thing. Like that was terrifying to a certain extent, but also it's, the movie doesn't end with everyone dies and it's and you're sad. It has a good ending too. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, what about comedy? What is your favorite
Oh,
comedy movie?
man.
And I will narrow this list down. It has to be a movie that you can keep watching over and over again, and each time it is still either just as
Oh,
funny or
man.
still brings you a lot of joy.
I have so many.
That
I
probably
think
didn't
comedy
help
is
at all.
probably my favorite category.
What's
And I have to
the first
decide
one that came to your mind?
the first five that came to my mind. Oh, man. Ryan Reynolds, Jim Carrey. I can't decide. Jim Carrey. Either Ace Ventura or Liar Liar.
Props.
Can't
Both of those movies
decide.
are really, really awesome. And there's so the thing that I really like about Jim Carrey movies is almost all of them are so quotable.
He has a
Pretty
lot of
much any.
lines that are rememberable.
Yeah.
Somebody stop me. That's the mask.
I like when he pretends to be a dolphin trainer in Ace Ventura. And he's like, "Oh, does the dolphin call you Tom?"
Boats gone China of dolphins. Whatever his German name is.
Yeah.
I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear now. Honestly, I feel like Jim Carrey like ad-libs half of his script, and it feels like that anyway, and that it just brings pure joy to me.
Yeah, he's a remarkable human being
I also think
and
that.
has brought many minutes and hours and days and years of laughter into my
I
life.
also think for like different like right, Jim Carrey is like that goofy kind of off the wall unscripted humor. I also am a huge fan of Ryan Reynolds and his form of comedy, which is very dry, witty, tit for tat. And there's several Ryan Reynolds movies that I absolutely love, like Waiting.
Waiting is funny.
Waiting.
Deadpool.
Deadpool. I love all of the Deadpools. I think it's that man was born for that role.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, and then think of all the other comedies out there. All right, moving on. Maybe one or two more movie categories, and we can move on.
Yeah. What about romance?
Rom-com.
And it could be a romantic comedy or it could
I
just be
feel like
straight up
I'm
romance.
more attached to the rom-com over the just the dramatic com or dramatic romantic movie, because I like to laugh, let's be honest. I'm actually probably gonna go with
And there are so many romantic
Right. And there's so many
comedies.
good ones too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Ryan Reynolds and what is it called? Definitely Maybe. What is that movie?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's right. Definitely maybe.
Why do I feel like I'm that's not the
Is
name of
it
the movie?
Jennifer Garner in that movie? Is that
I have to
right?
look this one up. Is wait, why is the cast not listed? It is not Jennifer Garner. It is Isla Fisher, Abigail Breslin,
Rachel Weisz.
yeah, and Rachel
Yeah,
Weisz.
it's a good cast.
I really like that because it's that movie. It comes from him telling a story. It's like a How I Met Your Mother kind of vibe, which I
Yeah.
really like that show. And then I think the story is really well laid out, and it is funny and it is sad. It is like that balance of all. All right. I'm just going to jump ahead and say action adventure. And I'm going to say Lord of the Rings. This is going to be maybe a little bit controversial, Ryan, but The Return of the King. Or, I'm just kidding. Two Towers. I'm just kidding.
Oh my
Fellowship
God.
Of the Ring. Actually,
Fellowship of the Ring is really good.
Actually, that's false. The Hobbit.
Jim, no. No.
Yes, The Hobbit.
How could you?
I really liked the adaptation they did. It's actually has a little bit more personal meaning for me, too, because The Hobbit was actually the first book I ever read.
Oh, so, cool. Did not know that.
That came out, I was really looking forward to it. And I thought that it was really well done. What is that guy's name? Why can I not think of his name? He's the actor.
The actor
Martin Freeman.
In The
Martin
Hobbit?
Freeman.
Yeah, Martin
Love
Freeman.
Martin Freeman.
I didn't know who you were asking.
Right, no. The guy who plays The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a really good actor. Really, really good. Very talented.
Well, Ryan, what else about movies would you like to discuss?
I think we could probably end this segment with a thought about movies now, mm-hmm. and how someone could decide what they watch, because there are so many options and so many places to get them. What's your suggestion for everybody for where to go to watch things?
Honestly, YouTube is kind of, I mean, YouTube, really all of them have the big streaming services like Amazon and even a certain extent like Netflix and Hulu. But YouTube offers like the release, like the theater release movies that you pay a pretty penny for, but you know, since the theaters really aren't open, or you know, a lot of them probably won't be reopening. That's just a fact there. Online release of movies is becoming a much more popular thing, and I don't know, I think that's kind of, I mean, there's a certain charm to seeing movies in a theater on the big screen for the first time.
Yeah, it's more of like an experiential thing.
But I feel like it's kind of cool to a certain extent that they offer it directly to you now, because you can, like, you get instant access to movies. You don't have that year to wait or however long until it finally comes out of the movie theaters and it transitions to streaming services. And, you know, they really don't make physical copies of movies anymore. But, you know, if they did, then that as well. The DVD release. But, so I think it's kind of cool, too, because, I mean, you can watch a movie again, or you can, I don't know, you have that instant access of your favorite films right off the bat. What about you?
Agreed. Well, I have a website that I'll sometimes consult. It's called agoodmovietowatch.com, and it gives you suggestions, and it shows you where you can watch them. And I can link to that in our episode notes. But as far as like what you enjoy and what you like, there are plenty of options now. Just kind of depends on what you're looking for. I think Netflix does a great job of providing some older stuff that you can watch on demand and then some newer things. And they also do their own movies. They produce their own movies, which are
Yeah,
also
originals are
good.
pretty good.
But yeah, it's really just kind of whatever you're feeling. Amazon kind of has its own shtick with it. You can rent movies on there. So if you don't, a new release movie or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I think you should just decide what kind of a format you're interested in. The newer stuff you're not going to find on Netflix generally doesn't come out until, months after it's been out for a while. And if you have kids, Disney Plus is a good
Oh yeah.
place to go for Disney movies and things. But
Also,
yeah, I think that's what I'd
sorry,
suggest.
I thought we were suggesting like suggested streaming services to watch your movies and stuff. But I think going through movie lists, so if we're talking about like recommendations for movies, if you're looking for a good movie or you want recommendations, because Lord, there are so many good ones out there. Just like books. I mean, you're gonna spend your whole life going through movies, and you'll never get to the end of the list. But IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, Reddit, they have really. There's a ton of really good, like top 50, top 100, for categories like rom-coms and comedies and. Action adventure, family friendly, and you just go through those lists, and there's some really cool hidden gems in there that you may not have ever realized existed.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you brighten your movie horizons day by day.
Yeah. Well, Jim, do you want to take a quick break and then we'll be back with the Be Kind?
Absolutely not.
All right. We'll see you soon, everyone. Hey, Jim.
It is me. It is I.
It's a me, a Mario.
Movies.
Our Be Kind for today is Be Kind, Rewind. There
And
you
that's
go.
it, folks. That's all, folks. Man, VA, Lord. You know you're old when you remember those. So, Ryan, what are we doing for our Be Kind this week?
I think it would be, we would encourage everybody out there to, in this time of not being out and about and doing things all the time, if you're going to watch movies with your family and your friends. I mean, if
Your loved
you
ones.
want to do it, watch it at home. There are plenty of options, as Jim and I mentioned in the body of the episode, to stream and watch things on demand. And but one thing that we would encourage you to do is, of course, you can go to the movies that make you feel good and movies that you've already seen, but it would be really nice to kind of challenge yourself to watch something new that maybe no one has seen that you're watching with. And who knows, maybe it will become a favorite, or it could help you or encourage you to be interested in watching more new movies.
It could be the worst movie you've ever seen.
Could also be the worst. I heard a quote. It was like, bad movies can't be short enough and good movies can't be long enough. I thought that was kind of true, to the point. But yeah, so that's our Be Kind. And we encourage everybody to have happy movie watching and watch things that make you feel good and make you happy,
Right.
because that's what movies should do. They should make you feel something. And
I mean, it's pretty cool that we live in an age where literally every movie that humans have made is available to us at our fingertips on our devices. And it's just a matter of diving in and trying to explore the wide world of movies and the crazy places they'll take you. the stories you can see. So you have no excuses. Watch movies.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll be back in just a bit with the recommendation. Jim, what do you have for recommendation this week?
Well, in the spirit of movies and watching movies and discovering new movies, I don't know if there's any Redditors out there, but my recommendation this week is a subreddit from Reddit called r/movie suggestions. I know it's incredibly original. And it is a Reddit where people just go on and just say, this is what I'm in the mood for. And then people from the community just like hop on and they're like, this is my favorite movie. This is my favorite movie. This is mine. Here's my suggestion. This is what I don't think you should watch. And it's kind of cool. It's a lot of requesting. There's a lot of most of what the site is. This is people requesting suggestions, and there's a lot of cinephiles out there. And this community has 200,000 members, so you got 200,000 cinephiles at your beck and call whenever you're feeling like a movie. So
Nice.
yeah, you just get on the subreddit. You don't even have to join it necessarily. You just get on and type. You have to filter what your request is. It's either announcement, request, or suggestion. You request, I want an action adventure movie that is safe for kids. I want a rom-com that will really get me lolzing and also make me feel good. I want a horror movie that will make me pee my pants and scare the crap out of my date. And you've got your community of cinephiles there to help you out.
Cool. That's really awesome. I love Reddit. I'm on there. Maybe too much, but
No,
it's
no such thing as too much. If you've read it, then it's good.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, I'm biased, but yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that existed. I'll have to check it out. I know the subreddit for movies, but I didn't know. But there's a subreddit for pretty much
Pretty
anything.
much
So.
everything. And oh, and another side too, like the moderators for this site are pretty good. Like they have a pretty strict set of rules. Like they don't allow trolling. They don't allow like not serious suggestions. Like if you're just like trying to throw people off or whatever, you get kicked off pretty quick. It's a good community that has a lot of good suggestions. So.
Yeah, awesome. I'm excited to check that out.
I'm honestly probably going to use it tonight.
Yeah.
Watch a movie tonight.
Well, I thought you were going to watch About Time, Jim.
I got this recommendation from this one random dude to watch a movie. I might do that, I guess. But yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know. I didn't see it on movie suggestions, so we'll see. No, I actually am very interested in watching that movie. I love rom-coms. I will admit that. Rom-coms are a special kind of movie because they have feels, they're visceral, but they're also hilarious, and it's very human.
Yeah, indeed.
All right.
Cool. Thanks for the suggestion, Jim.
You're welcome, Ryan.
And I hope that everyone out there has gotten to be thinking about their movies and what they enjoy watching, and maybe pick one of those up tonight
Right.
and enjoy yourself.
You better enjoy yourself.
Or else, no. All
We
right,
will
everybody have
find
a.
you,
We'll
and
find
we
you.
will kill you.
I have a particular set of skills, so Liam Neeson. All right, anyway, have a good
I think
week,
of
everybody.
yes. Happy movie watching, everyone.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to it as much as Jim and I enjoy making it. If you'd like to subscribe, we will be sending out feature content within the coming weeks, months, and years. So feel free to do that. And we'd love to have you around.
And Ryan, don't forget, we're on social media.
Oh, that's right. We are on Twitter at expandmind, be kind. And that is the letter B. And then we are also on Gmail. If you want to send us an email, it's expandyourmindandbekind@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us questions or any thoughts that anyone may have. And can't wait till the next episode.
Like Dr. Dre.